Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you very much, Mark Ramsey. Thank you for joining us for Ram Radio, the webcast, which is the Biblical Alternative. This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. It is October the 14th. A Friday morning. The exact time is around 10:14 in the a.m. in the year 2011. Pastor John giving commentary on books and what's happening. I'm going to feature today two books, Patrick J. Buchanan's The Suicide of a Superpower, and then, of course, that wonderful bestseller in New York City and the Nation, The Warmth of Other Suns by Isabel Wilkerson. I'll be featuring my commentary on both of those books, and I'm grateful that you can join me for Ram Radio, which is the Biblical Alternative. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm glad that I could take this time this morning to do this. I haven't done this in a long time. And I have only one more class to grade papers. Then I'll be finished with that and hopefully have the rest of the weekend to work on my lecture for Sunday, taken from the book of John, and to do more video editing because I haven't really done justice to that this week like I should have. I went on the Drudge Report, and they have as their top number one, books and Suicide of a Superpower. Will America Survive to the Year 2025? It's a hardcover book written by Patrick J. Buchanan. And listen to this. I just want to read this to you. It says, "One nation under God, indivisible, of the Pledge of Allegiance is passing away. In a few decades, that America will be gone forever. In its place will arise a country unrecognizable to our parents." This is the thrust of Pat Buchanan's Suicide of a Superpower. And then on another plateau, the National Book Critics Circle Award winner, New York Times, top 10 best-selling book of the year. And listen to this. Here's a report. From World War I to the 70s, some 6 million black Americans fled the American South for an uncertain existence in the urban North and West. They left all they knew and took a leap of faith that they might find freedom under the warmth of other suns. Their leaving became known as a Great Migration. It brought us James Baldwin, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Richard Wright, and the forebears of Michelle Obama, Todd Morrison, most African Americans in the North and West. It set in motion the civil rights movement and created our cities and art forums. This is the story of three who made that journey, of the forces that compelled them to leave, and of the many others, famous and not so famous, who went as far as they could go, realizing the American dream. And some of the reviews that are coming in to the New Yorker are obvious. Here's one writer says, "A deeply affecting, finely crafted and heroic book." They're saying that this book is going to be a leading text. Here's another comment just coming in, and I'm live on the internet. It says, "Told in a voice that echoes the magic cadence of Toni Morrison or the folk wisdom of Zora Neale Hurston's collected oral histories. Man, just the reviews are coming in. Isabel Wilkerson is going to be a famous person, if she isn't already, asked to speak at certain engagements. From a completely different vantage point, I would read her text, and I would peek at Buchanan's text, and I'm caught between a strait because I was raised within a society. Check this out. I think that I'm finally coming to it, ladies and gentlemen. I have so much to share with you in today's webcast. So much to share with you. I've been just really, my mind has been expanding. I've been going over the internet, listening, maybe for the first time in my life, to other people, give an opinion without a critical. I mean, I'm living in this world, though I'm not of this world. You understand what I'm saying? But I am of this world. I cannot disassociate myself from it because I am an integral part of the world that I am in. But I believe that everyone should look at the world that they are in by expanding their minds, not just to think on the level that they've been thinking on. Now, my webcast yesterday was centrally focused on Carnell West and the other guy, Tavis Smiley, and the sub-individuals, Jesse Jackson and L. Sharpton. Well, today it's going to be on Patrick J. Buchanan, who's a conservative white political leader, as well as a writer. I just want to quote some of the things from his book, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go out and buy The Warmth of Other Suns. I want that book in my personal library. I have a pretty good library of African-American writers, and I'd like to get the book. But at the same time, wait a minute. Let me read this, The Author of Six. Man, see, Buchanan is no dummy by any sense of the word. It says he's the author of six, and I'm reading from, let me tell you where I'm quoting from the WND Superstore under Books, Bestsellers. And, of course, this book was at the top of the page today on this October the 14th. Now, I'm going to read some of these editorial reviews. No. Don't let me read the editorial reviews. Let me read this first. The author of six New York Times bestsellers traces the disintegration to three historic changes: America's loss of her cradle faith, Christianity. Makes sense to me. I said that in my webcast yesterday. Secondly, the moral, social, and cultural collapse that have followed from that loss, since Christianity is not the major faith of this country. Christianity is on a downward plunge. I'm in agreement with Pat on this. I don't have to be in agreement with all of his political views and things like that because I am an African American, though some blacks don't think that I am a true African American. Now, I would say that your president is not a true African American. I am a true African American because I've grown up in the black experience, though it was not the negative black experience where I was involved in gang factions or with the necessary wish to do away with other tribal blacks. I've never been that kind of a black man. I was telling someone in a Bible study on this week that I could never consciously, willingly kill another person, especially another black person, with hatred and malice in my heart. No, I'm not a tribal thing. Now, some people may think that I'm not truly a black man. I don't think that black people have a genetic seed in them to try to kill their own people. I believe that this is a subconscious type of mental geneticism that has come into our culture. And I'll get a little bit more deeper into that. This mental geneticism, it has been passed on to us, and it's very difficult to get black people, especially young black people, with more specifically the young hip-hop generation, very difficult to get this seed out of them because it has been so implanted not only by the culture, but reinforced, especially by the negativity or the negative use of drugs or herbs, if you will, and pills, that when it is in the mind that cannot relegate those kinds of things to bring about a more peaceful wisdom, that individual has allowed this deterioration to take place in their lives, if you understand what I'm saying. But if you don't understand what I'm saying, well, you can stay in that zone that you're in. That's all right. We're in terrible shape in this culture. So I agree with that aspect of the suicide of a superpower. Christianity is gone in this country. And keep this in mind. I'm not talking about cultural Christianity, like the white Christianity. It is my premise to say that Christianity truly never existed in this country. Because Christianity in its purest form, like from Northern Africa and that part of the world where it first existed, I'm not talking about a European made over Christianity. That has to fade because that has always been bogus. It has been bogus. And if I've ever practiced that, that was the bogus part of me practicing what I felt at that time was genuine. But now, as my country and as people are writing about this warmth of other suns because they're trying to escape from the oppression, and I really appreciate Isabel Wilkerson's book when reading the reviews thus far. That's why I have to get the book. She's a black woman, and, you know, if I want to learn more about it, I just tapped into my iPad here, and let me read a little bit about her. Isabel Wilkerson, the Pulitzer Prize winner journalist, is author of the New York Times bestseller, A Warmth of Other Suns. The book brings to life one of the greatest underreported stories of the 20th century, a migration that reshaped modern America. Wilkerson interviewed more than 1,200 people, unearthed archival research, and gathered the voices of the famous and the unknown to tell the story of the redistribution of an entire people. She chose to tell the story through three unforgettable protagonists as they make the decision of their lives. Warmth. Now, check out this book. Warmth won the 2010 National Book Critics Circle Award of Notification in 2011. Intensified. Well, let me pause so I can take care of my gardener. Be right back. Thank you for sticking around. It took a little while, so I had to take a little break. But what I was doing is I was speaking to you about the text by the African-American lady and how this text is number one in the country. And, you know, you may say, well, how can this book be number one in the country? And then we have the Buchanan book coming up on the scene. What is this Buchanan book all about? And why, Pastor John, are you kind of liking the Buchanan text? This is what I'm going to share with you a little bit. I'm going to buy the text by the African-American female author, but at the same time, I'm going to purchase the text by Buchanan. This is why. All right, listen to this. I just want you to hear me. And this came out on Drudge. Okay, and it says, book warns of end. It says, Friday, October the 14th, 2011, and that's 7:25 Eastern Time in the morning. Exclusive. As the faith, check this out. This just broke today on the internet. It says, as the faith that gave birth to the West is dying in the West, peoples of European descent, from the steeps of Russia to the coast of California, have begun to die out. as the Third World treks north to claim the estate. The last decade provided corroborating, if not conclusive, proof that we are in the Indian summer of our civilization, quote unquote. Ah, so begins Pat Buchanan in his hardcore work, Suicide of a Superstructure. This is a book that is going to shake America at its very foundation. And it's asking, will America survive until the year 2025? It's 2011. And if I don't die of some disease or be struck by a bus or shot in the back of the head by a brother in my own community, I will be alive in the year 2025 if God so permits. Will America survive? Buchanan sets forth the maximum controversy. He launches all rockets at the introduction, disintegrating nation. That's what it is. And does not let up for 400 plus pages. He gives you quote after quote. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the quotes to you from the book. And I want to know if you would agree or disagree. Buchanan sets forth maximum controversy. Here's another one. America is disintegrating, he says. The centrifugal forces pulling us apart are growing at an extraordinary rate. And then he says, what unites us is dissolving. In other words, the things that hold America together are dissipating. And he said, this is true of Western civilization. Meanwhile, the stage is failing in its most fundamental duties. It is no longer able to defend our borders, balance our budgets, or win our wars. When a country comes to that, you got to give it to Pat. He's telling the absolute truth. We know this. This is if we're looking at America for what America stands for. This is if we are totally honest with it. The book reads as if it had been written to be left behind in the ruins, only to be found by a future civilization. Now, Buchanan is writing, and you have to ask the question of what nation is he writing about? Is he writing about a black nation within the nation of America? Is he writing about an Hispanic or an Asian nation within America? Or is he writing about a white nation which propagated, made, and